Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thank you for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. Wednesday after practice, quarterback Matt Schaub took questions from the media, and he talked about many things, including his injured left shoulder.
Feeling good. You know, after a few days, the shoulder, you know, rehabbing it, things are feeling good, so we're good to go.
How does it or does it limit you in anything?
It's my left arm. It's not as severe as it could have been, I guess you could say. But, we're doing a lot of work in the training room, just trying to get as fresh as we can. So, I'll have a brace on it just to protect it, but, be good to go. I'm sorry. What did you say?
It doesn't affect how much you can put into the throw?
No, it doesn't. It's my non-throwing shoulder, so we can still get the torque and my upper body rotation and everything, so it'll be good.
So you'd say no limitations?
No, not at all.
When you saw the video of the game, when you went down on your left shoulder after you got injured, like, what in the world was I thinking?
Oh, you're talking about after when I came back in? When I was running? Yeah, that was just instinctive to dive head first, and as I was going down, the thought went through my head, what am I doing? And then I tried to roll and fall on my back, so luckily I didn't just make it look really bad.
Obviously, you thought it was very important to get back in the game, and I know your teammates really thought a lot. I mean, it would have been easy to say, that's it, I'm not getting back in there. What's the response been from your teammates after you did that?
There hasn't been too much of a response. It was a must-win game for us, and I need to be out there with my guys and with my team. So as soon as I could get, back after the x-rays, I was getting back out on that field and ready to go. So it was just, my responsibility.
Gary said that practice started a little slow today. Guys are down over the circumstances.
Yeah, there was a little bit of that, and, it was just a matter of, rounding the troops and, circling the wagons and just getting back after things and just understand that we have to put that behind us. We can't dwell on those things. We have to move forward, and we have to get ready for a tough football game. And we're not going to, go out there and get a win by preparing the way we started practice today. And, we have to understand that as a unit and as a team. And so we had to restart things and get them going in the right direction.
Is it all pride now?
I mean, every day in this business, whether you're 10-0 or you're 0-10, you go out there, you have a lot of pride in what you do and a lot of confidence. You can't go out there and, we have a lot to play for, in our minds. And, this is our job, is to go out there and prepare and play well and win. So that's what we have to prepare to do.
You have to pop that thing back in. Is that as painful as it sounds?
You want to try it out?
No, thank you. I was just asking,
No, it is... I'm sure there are more painful things, but when it goes from being out to put back in, it's a pretty painful exercise. But once it's back in, it's a pretty big relief. That's for sure.
How do you go about doing that? Like, is it too?
I don't go about doing it. The doctors did. So I wouldn't have the slightest idea of how to do that.
More than one doctor is involved?
No, just Dr. Lowe was able to reset it in there, but other guys were around to hold me down, so I didn't knee or kick anybody.
I'm concerned about the running game. Steve's definitely out. Foster, Coach Kubiak said he plans on getting him in. I mean,
it's something that, as a team, we just have to keep working at. It's been good for us in certain games, but can't get away from it. We can't just turn into an every down passing team. We still need to be effective with the run game. And we've got Chris Brown and Ryan Motes, who, they ran hard the other day. And Foster, when he's been in there, he shows a lot of maturity in what he's doing and that he knows what he's doing. So, throughout practice, we've got confidence that he can go in and be a physical runner.